Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Ballymun, Glasnevin, Santry, Finglas, Whitehall and Drumcondra. Dublin North West is a constituency with three seats up for grabs. Now, John Cook spent the day there, as we heard earlier, and he found that the big issues were homelessness, the high cost of housing, childcare, services to keep teens away from drugs and criminal gangs, and loss of a sense of community was another issue that was raised with him. I'm joined by four of the 10 candidates looking for votes in Dublin North West. And I think we'll introduce you by way of questions as we go around. We'll start with you, Paul McAuliffe. And we're going to go back to the beginning of the campaign, because as the campaign in this general election started, and you're the Fianna Fáil candidate, you were drawn into a political row on day one. And we had that awful situation where a homeless man was left with life-changing injuries during that tent clearing operation on the Grand Canal. Leo Varadkar called on you as Lord Mayor to make a statement about it. Did you ever make a statement about it as Lord Mayor?
So, first of all, I'm here in a political capacity and I'm quite happy to answer questions in that regard. I was very reluctant to draw the office of Lord Mayor into that debate. The Taoiseach decided to do that. I think the reaction he got made it very clear that other people would have preferred to have left that out. I think it's very clear. I did ask for a full report. The work was carried out by Waterways Ireland, which is a body which falls under the government's control, actually, and Dublin City Council. And the gentleman concerned has very, very significant injuries. And what was obvious was that the Taoiseach sought to make a political point out of what was a very terminal.
Did you make a statement?
I didn't make
you
a statement.
You didn't
no,
make
because
a statement.
It, as I say, the Lord Mayor's office is not an executive office as the Taoiseach
it's
is.
It's a ceremonial
Absolutely,
office
yeah.
at the moment, unless we have an elected mayor at some
exactly,
time in
Mary.
The future. Noel Rock of Fine Gael. Was Paul McAuliffe beside you right to behave as he did? Was Leo Varadkar wrong? Say what he said on that first day of the campaign in relation to that man.
Our first and only concern here is about the individual at the centre of this. I understand he's in a stable condition now, and I know I speak on behalf of everybody when I wish him a full and speedy recovery. Let's be clear, this should not have happened. And I want to see a full investigation, and I know there are multiple investigations taking place, and I want to see a full investigation get to the centre and the
and
heart
on that point,
of why
the Paul McAuliffe raises that Leo Varadkar sought to make political capital out of it. What would you say?
Well, by virtue of Paul saying that Leo Varadkar sought to make
exactly.
political capital out of it, it's a political back and forth then. So I think both sides are actually being quite political about it. And I think the person at the centre of this should be the victim rather than the political games.
I think my point was not that I hadn't made a statement on it. So,
Roisin Shorthall, was there political capital being made there?
Yeah, I mean, that was a tragic incident. And I think it showed poor judgment on the part of the Taoiseach to try and score a political point from it. He backed off it fairly quickly, but it did show poor judgment.
Conor Reddy, you're the Solidarity People Before Profit
yes.
candidate. You're very welcome to the student. It's your first election. And the electorate keeps talking in this election about change. And you say a vote for you is the key to bringing about change. And yet, you know, your party guarantees that you're not going to prop up a Fianna Fáil or a Fine Gael-led government, which is, you know, one or the other in government after this election is the most likely outcome. So how are you going to influence the change that you want?
Well, I think the key really here, Mary, is that we are giving the guarantee that we won't prop up either of the two parties that have ruled the state since its foundation. That in all of the polls, consistently, we've seen a shift towards the left. We've seen people that want to leave behind the two big parties that have brought us the housing crisis, the chaos in our hospitals, and also the ones that have failed to take climate action. So what we've done in RTD is we've managed to pass legislation from the opposition benches. Breed Smith's Climate Emergency Measures Bill that the government actually blocked is a very good example of that and what you can do from opposition. But more importantly, we've led out in movements like the Water Charges movement and the housing movement, which I've been a part of building myself.
Does Sinn Féin represent that change you talk about?
I think it does in some people's minds. The unfortunate thing at the minute is that Sinn Féin will not rule out coalition with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. I really don't want to see another situation like we've seen in 2011 with the Labour Party or 2007 with the Green Party, where a party that makes progressive promises sells kind of those promises down the river to get into government. So I'd like to see an alternative to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil with Sinn Féin, probably the Social Democrats and other parties that are left too. And I think there's an historic opportunity.
And Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats, is here. You're open to coalition.
Yes, absolutely.
You're open to confidence and supply.
Well, look, the public will decide this on Saturday, and it will all be down to numbers then in terms of what is possible and, you know, what combinations of parties might form a government, might form the majority.
Do you want a ministry?
Well, of course, I think every politician is interested in having a ministry because it does put you in a position where you can do a lot.
What minister? Do you want health? Well,
I would be very interested in health. Okay. Health is the area that I've devoted most time to. And obviously in the last Dáil, the Social Democrats took the initiative to bring parties together to do work on developing the Sláinte Care programme. And I put a lot of time into that.
Yeah, but you were there before and you walked away. So why would people perhaps trust you to go back in now and see through a job?
I was there before to do a particular job, which was to be Minister for Primary Care, to introduce free primary care across the population. It became clear very quickly that the senior minister there, James Riley, was going in a different direction.
And you walked away. And you walked away from the Labour Party.
I didine see the point in being involved with Fine Gael, who seemed to be intent on privatising the health service. But and unfortunately, the Labour Party...
You're offering to do business with them now, if that is how the numbers pan out, comes out.
Look, it's not about, you know, what Fine Gael might or might not do. After the election, we will see what the situation is then. We will see what the numbers are. Mm. And from the point of view of the Social Democrats, we're not interested in being in government for the sake of it. If we can further key policies that we've been pursuing, including health, but also including affordable housing, including, you know, work-life balance.
But Roisin Shortall, if you were sitting at a cabinet table with Pascal Donoghue in finance, for example, and Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach, and you had a difference of opinion on the rollout of the Sláinte Care plan, could you stay there or would you walk away?
Well, I mean, I don't think for a moment Social Democrats
would
accept any kind of promises from other parties. This is about the programme for government and what can be negotiated in the context of a programme for government and what is actually set down and what parties sign up to. So, you know, we wouldn't be going into government on a promise. It would be on the basis of a very clear programme for government.
Would you be there for the long haul?
Absolutely. I mean, we want to ensure that we achieve the kind of reform that's very necessary in this country. It is about implementing the kind of solutions that the Social Democrats are bringing forward.
I want to come back to your constituency because, Noel Rock, I don't know if you were listening earlier to John Cook's report, but he was in the Finglas Community Employment Scheme where they are running seriously short of money. They're in danger of closing. And judging by what we heard, doing very good work, mm-hmm. I'm sure you'd agree. They haven't seen you since the last election.
Well, look, I meet with all sorts of groups every day in all sorts of areas. And I mean, I'm happy to meet with them in advance of this election, of course. I only spoke with the Taoiseach last week when he visited Ballymun about the need to invest in Ballymun and the need to see a northeast inner city like scheme in
this
Ballymun and Finglas, indeed.
This
and he's refused that, Noel, as you well know.
He said he will identify a number of areas in the first 100 days.
Why did
days.
He refuse it last month when we were all asking him to do that because of the scale of the crime and drugs problem in Ballymun?
Because quite simply, putting out areas in advance of an election would of course be seen as election.
But hasn't he changed his position?
There's no point in all shouting at each other one at a time. Let Noel Rock respond there.
Well, indeed. So the Taoiseach was out in Ballymun for a seventh visit, in fact, as Taoiseach to Ballymun, and it's a clear area that he's prioritised. So what I intend to do is to pressure him and push him into identifying that area as being one of the northeast inner city style schemes.
You've been there since, 2016 in your case. Mm-hmm. Why haven't you been pressuring him?
I have been indeed. Throughout 2017, he became Taoiseach, of course, in 2017. Throughout 2017, and 2018 I have been pushing for this. Indeed, Mayor McAuliffe actually dismissed the idea as a gimmick in 2017 and he's on the record as having said that.
A gimmick, Paul
No,
McAuliffe.
What I suggested was that the Taoiseach's tour of Ballymun was
no,
a gimmick.
No, it's on Twitter. It's on the record, Paul.
Was
you
a
gimmick.
Did you? The North Inner City style scheme is a gimmick.
Did you say it was a gimmick? We can check the Twitter.
Of course you can.
Did you?
What I believe Ballymun needs is real commitment. And unfortunately, I'm not the only politician in the constituency that believes this, Miriam, is that Fine Gael are actively hostile to the community sector who are operating and they don't feel that they have a government ministers and local government TDs that they can go to to speak to about the real pressing issues. And that goes from the youth sector to the Drugs Task Force, right across. There has always been a tradition in our constituency of local government TD being a bridge to the departments who make decisions in our area. And Mary, we have some of the most disadvantaged communities in our area. And honestly,
John spoke to many of them earlier.
Any of the groups in the area, Miriam, believe that they haven't had that messenger in the last couple of years.
Do you want to get in there?
I think what the real gimmick here is the Punch and Judy show between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in the area. We've seen the Ballymun Regeneration Project, which is actually led by when there was a Fianna Fáil government in office. So plenty of broken promises there. €1 billion nearly cycled through that regeneration project and very little to show for it. In Finglas South, I was visiting the Den last week. It's the most disadvantaged community in the country alongside Cherry Orchard. There are two part-time youth workers that deal with mainstream youth work there. There's been repeated broken promises. People across the area are kind of sick of it, I think. But on the issue of CE scheme workers, I was out supporting CE scheme supervisors outside Pascal Donoghue's office last week when they were protesting. They've had a pay claim that the Labour Court recommended, I think, over 10 years ago. It's time that CE workers who hold the community together actually get the respect they
deserve.
And
another point, and staying with Ballymun, Roisin, Shortall, something again that John Cook was told today. All those promises of that regeneration that Conor is talking about, they're saying, you know, we don't have the shops we need. We don't have a butcher's. Mm-hmm. We can't buy a bra or a pair of socks in Ballymun. Where did that go wrong? Is it timing? Was it the bust? What happened?
I suppose in terms of the housing accommodation, a lot of the old flats were replaced. There's no doubt about that. But there is a problem with the commercial centre of Ballymun. I mean, that was a privately owned shopping centre. And unfortunately, it fell foul of the crash. You know, there were plans there to refurbish the shopping centre, to rebuild it, actually. But, you know, Ballymun lost out yet again. And, like, you know, we have to accept that the Dublin North West area suffers from the same kind of problems as other areas, particularly in relation to housing and healthcare, except that those problems are more acute in the North West area. Yeah. For example, we know within the health service that there's a major problem with the lack of home care packages for people. And this is for people who are ready to come home from hospital, but also frail elderly people who are in their homes. In the Northwest area alone, there are 600 people, older people who have been approved for home care packages, and it's hard to meet the qualifying criteria there.
What's the gap between approval and delivery?
So they have been told that, yes, they do need a home care support, but the money is not there. And that makes absolutely no sense at all, because many of those older people, unfortunately, will end up either going into nursing homes when they don't need to be there or ending up in
housing.
ED.
Housing is also a huge problem in your constituency, and rents and the cost of rents, the high cost of rents. Noel Rock, why not a rent freeze? Why won't you and Fine Gael support a rent freeze?
Well, obviously, Fine Gael and Labour government did support a rent freeze under the previous term. We also support a rent protection zone introduction, which capped any rent increase at 4%. There's a belief in the legal community that a permanent rent freeze is potentially unconstitutional. Indeed, this is a view recently echoed by Fianna Fáil after they backed the rent freeze bill in the Dáil in November. But nevertheless, they now don't support a rent freeze anymore. I don't think a temporary rent freeze is necessarily the worst idea if it can be provided that it's constitutionally robust.
Drastic times, do they require drastic measures?
Absolutely. We need to be pumping at all cylinders in terms of the housing crisis right now, in terms of building up public land.
We haven't been pumping on all cylinders. There's sites in Ballymun that could accommodate up to 2,500 both affordable and social homes. And as a local authority, we haven't had a partner at national level in government to help us facilitate that. But Roisin Short and myself showed Minister Simon Coveney around Ballymun, showed them some of those sites, and we were promised that we would have the funding to deliver. And that hasn't happened. And one of the ways we can resolve the housing crisis right across the board, both for older people and for younger first-time buyers, is by building homes. The land is there and we need a partner at national level that will deliver it.
Who are you going to Fianna Fáil, going to go into coalition with, Paul McAuliffe?
Well, in this election, we are putting ourselves forward. We hope to be the largest party in the Dáil. And at that point, we want to work with other like-minded parties.
Sinn Féin.
And Miriam, you can chip in Sinn Féin.
Have you ruled it out? Because I've heard you've been saying on the doors otherwise.
That's not true. That's absolutely not true. Mian Martin has been very clear that Fianna Fáil will not do a deal with Sinn Féin.
Do you work with Desi Ellis?
Of course I work with Desi.
Do you work with him, Noel?
Absolutely. I think it's a great shame that he's he's not here today, but I do, of course.
And we had hoped to have him here. We'd invited him, and up to yesterday, we expected him to be here. I mentioned on yesterday's Drive Time that I was going to ask him about how Sinn Féin deals with victims, and he told us today that he wouldn't be available this evening. But so we can't talk to them, but we are going to talk about them. And Noel Rock, you know, isn't it hypocritical for Fine Gael to insist that unionists, and Fianna Fáil indeed, that unionists share power with the party, when you refuse to do so here?
I don't think so, no. I think it's quite clear that there are a number of ideological differences between ourselves and Sinn Féin, and that there are a number of issues relating to Sinn Féin, indeed locally as well. Like, I mean, if we look at, for example, it's not too long ago that the media reported on a WhatsApp group set up on a phone belonging to Deputy
Ellis. Yeah, and I'm not going to get into that this evening.
We
spoke about that
like
yesterday, but we're not going to get into that again this evening. But you work
stuff.
With Desi Ellis in your constituency.
I do, of course, but I mean, he has questions to answer.
Paul McAuliffe.
But I think there's a difference with working together on a community project to try and get a football pitch, and then doing that at a national level in cabinet competence, a collective responsibility. Micheál Martin has said that he has ruled it out. He doesn't feel that he can put together a government with Sinn Féin. And I trust Micheál Martin. I trust Micheál Martin on this issue, and I agree with him on that.
And what
on
about
that
the
issue.
People?
But can I say, there is the possibility of a new government, and that's what vast majority of people out there in Dublin North West, they want a new government, and there's an opportunity for that to be
they
put together.
They want a new government, but the people, the polls tell us, and we have to wait until Saturday, but the people want change. Mm-hmm. Conor Reddy?
I think for the first time we're seeing in those polls that people don't want a government of Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil in it, and we're starting to see how that could become possible. I think to bring it back to housing here, and one issue, 1 in 3 TDs from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are landlords, 51% of them are millionaires. There's a very clear reason why we haven't built the homes that we need to solve the housing crisis.
Which is?
Well, it's because they have interests in the property market, they have interests in kind of
Let's be very clear, I
think.
I don't.
Paul's council, in the council which Paul leads, recently the sell off of the O'Devney Garden site, which parties across the spectrum voted to sell off, showed the failure and lack of ambition here.
Okay,
on housing.
I want to let Paul McAuliffe answer that, and I'll let you in.
We made a very difficult compromise on O'Devney Gardens that brought 80% of public housing on the site. It was a terrible value for money. It was a terrible deal. But Owen Murphy was unpicking it as we spoke, and he wouldn't work with us to deliver 100% social housing.
I hate being painted as the typical Fine Gaeler, and I hate being pointed to as a potential landlord. I grew up in social housing. I rented for 8 years. Nobody understands the challenges in housing better than I do.
Finally, Roisin, you're not doing anything about the homeless situation.
As chairman of the Oireachtas Housing Committee, I took up only 12 weeks ago, Roisin. As you well know, I wrote the cross-party report on the child and family homelessness, and indeed not a single Social Democrat showed up
actually,
to that.
Simon Coveney said that we would end having families in hotels by July 2017. In our constituency, in one of the hotels, there are 57 families living there, many of them up to 2 years.
And that is
now,
the shame
those families
of our time,
have no cooking facilities. They have no washing facilities. There's serious concern about child development there, where children, babies learning to crawl, don't even have the room in their hotel bedroom to do that, where children do not have space to do homework. That is an absolute disgrace. It's a denial of rights for those children, and we're storing up huge problems for the future.
That is why we are working day and night to reduce the number of homelessness, including 7% down in
but
1 month.
Broken
just
all
the last
of the problems.
You guys, now, Paul McAuliffe and Noel Rock here together. I mean, one of you is going to win a seat. One of you is going to possibly, Noel Rock, you're going to lose a seat.
And that's what the people are saying. And obviously, all
and
I
you've
can
lost
do
a lot
is
of your constituency
work
as well.
My hardest day and night. I mean, Roisin is 100-1 on to keep her seat. So indeed, people are saying I might lose my seat, and all I can do is work my hardest.
What's very clear is, first of all, I'm not here with Noel Rock, and Noel is nitpicking here on lots of little things. It's very clear from the doors that the time has run out on Fine Gael and government, and it's now time to pick a new government.
Paul McAuliffe, Fianna Fáil, Noel Rock, Fine Gael, Conor Reddy, Solidarity, People Before Profit, Roisin Shortall, Social Democrats. Thank you all very much for joining me. The other candidates running in Dublin North West are Caroline Conroy, Green Party, Ian Croft, Independent, Desi Ellis, Sinn Féin, Niall Fitzgerald, Independent, Andrew Montague, Labour, and Stephen Redmond, the National Party.